Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that everyone had an incredible, I just love on your families that Thanksgiving. And of course, I did. I had all of my kids, all of my grandchildren, and I still have a couple that are still here that I get to love on. So again, I hope that you all have an incredible Thanksgiving. And of course, as we roll into December, we've got some great things that we are going to be sharing here today on the show. And I always like to start my show with something uplifting. And as we come to the end of the year, let's just all take a moment to reflect on what's worked and what has made our lives better and successful and been loving. And then, of course, let's look at the things that maybe didn't go as expected or planned and look for new ways. And that's one of the things that one of my sponsors, Barbara Douse, is going to be talking about. Barbara, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a success mindset strategist and business growth accelerator. I work primarily with mindset and accelerated business growth. I have a lot of entrepreneurs and startups and people who are mid-level who want to, you know, make exponential growth in their business.
Yeah. And I know we're going to talk about get a head start, but we're at the end of the year. So what does that exactly mean if we're at the end of the year and we haven't already, are we just starting early for next year? Because really, you and I were talking about it, it's right now is the time to start for the next year, 2022.
Absolutely, Kim. Time to reflect, time to, again, it's the time when people want to relax a little bit more. And that's okay. It's important to give ourselves that time and time, like you said, for the holidays to be with our families and, just take some extra time off. But it's also important to use this time to reflect on the past year, what worked, as you said, what didn't work, and what are some maybe higher, loftier goals for the new year, and to start fantasizing now just by making a shopping list of wants. And what I like to do is I have an organizer that I work with every single day, and at the end of the year, I look back and I've got every single day three successes that I had each day. So for a month, every month, I tally up my successes, reflect on those successes. I also have in my organizer things that I could have done better and whether or not I did them, and I reflect on those. And then I start making some decisions and I can see that, I accomplished quite a lot. And that feeling of confidence, that feeling of, it was a lot that I did, we need to have recognition. We need to have, a sense of moving forward.
An accomplishment, if nothing else. It's almost like you almost have your own report card for yourself. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to talk more about that. And I'm really excited because I know that you've been in this industry, and Valerie Huston is going to be joining us right now. Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. Well, of course, we are celebrating the 46th anniversary of the Nutcracker, and that is with Santa Barbara Festival Ballet. Barbara, I knew you would be excited about this. This is kind of your background.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So back after a year's hiatus, due to the COVID shutdown, what will mean to be performing live again? I'm so excited for this. This is like one of my favorite things. It kind of feels like the holidays are here. And so I understand you went to great lengths to keep the dancers on point during the shutdown, developing new ways to practice. And we've actually got some giveaways. We've got a family 4-pack of giveaways. And, of course, we're talking about the Nutcracker with the Santa Barbara Festival Ballet. Valerie, welcome, and thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Absolutely. We're excited about this year. We went through an amazing period where, of course, all of us were in the lockdown, which was almost instant. We had our company. We have two companies, a young ensemble of young dancers and then an older ensemble. And the senior company had been scheduled for several performances, a big conference down in Long Beach, and extra performances in Santa Barbara, and none of it happened. None of it happened. And
along with the rest of the world, right? I mean, you know,
yes. It's
funny. I was just in my mind thinking of all the events that I was like, oh yeah, here we go. Okay, I think we're gonna be able to do it. Nope, done. Okay, and so this is such an incredible year to be bringing back this.
And I think that, you know, sometimes people who are not directly connected with the arts don't realize the number of hours that go into producing maybe just 15 minutes on a stage. And our students, when they're working on these projects, they actually bond into a cohort and they help each other. They encourage each other. They do a lot of rehearsal time. And when this pandemic struck, of course, they weren't leaving their homes anymore. So that cohort was broken up, and we did the best we could to keep it going, but it was absolutely super difficult. So we went on to Zoom classes. That was the first thing that we did, which is I was teaching in my living room, holding onto my piano. And then from there, when things got a little better, we actually moved outside to our parking lot, and we put down foam tiles and then a dance flooring over the top of that, and we taught there day and night. We taught until 8 o'clock at night out there. And it was the students, I wasn't quite as resilient as they were, but they loved it.
I was just going to say, isn't it amazing how our world, I mean, think about the world of what we had to do to keep going in our lives. Barbara, anything about
yes.
that?
Yes. Well, I was going to say that tremendous passion and commitment and devotion. I mean, it becomes a, when you're putting in that much time, you know, like you said about the 15 minutes, Valerie, it's really a lifetime, right, of people practicing, practicing, practicing. It's like you can put on a tutu, but it doesn't make you a ballerina. So,
There's a ritual of dance that once you're in the ballet, you have to have this, you have what we call class, and you have to take that class before you do any rehearsing or anything else, any choreography, and that class lasts a minimum an hour and 30 minutes. And it goes through every possible range of quality of motion within the ballet vocabulary. So that's like the given. And when you're without that, you realize that you're walking into a room and you're with an instructor and music. And that's all you have. And you have to call up your body to do the forms. And then you have to call up your personal artistry to bring heart and life to it. So when that process is gone and you don't have that every day, your life is changed because you really do get used to that. It's like it is, in a way, a form of meditation. And it's a meditation with your body and with this amazing form of dance that's lasted, you know, several hundred years. And
right.
So when the students had to break away from that, it really was difficult. And, you know, of course, some students don't have ideal places to work in their homes. Mm-hmm. Their living rooms might mm-hmm. be smaller. They might have other family members there, so they have to work in their bedroom. So this was extremely challenging. And just as you said, Kim, this was challenging for dancers all over the world.
It really is. But it shows the dedication.
We're out on their balconies trying to take class.
I really love it. I just admire people that are so passionate about what they do. And I mean, as a radio host, you know, we have had to pivot too. And so, I mean, everywhere you go, you still see people, you know, doing it from their homes, even radio, TV, whatever it is. And so it's kind of given us, you know, a different space that we will all be okay. We will get through this. We are all survivors. And I really think that's the message that I love. Let me ask you, when is this event and how can people get tickets?
The event is on December 11th and 12th. The 11th is a Saturday. There's a matinee performance at 2:30 and an evening performance at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, the 12th, is just a matinee at 2:30. And you can call the Arlington Theater and box office, and good tickets are available. And we're having we have two amazing guest artists who are coming from the Dance Theater of Harlem in New York City to perform in the second act, the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Cavaliers.
Ooh.
And so this will be an amazing experience for Santa Barbarans to see their fantastic dancers. And
love
everything
that.
We have a live orchestra, and it will be an amazing event. Just being
wow.
back in the theater again, everyone is so excited because this has been a long time.
It
Santa
really
Barbara
has. Valerie, and you're giving away some tickets. Can you share what those are? And I want to give our phone number out right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. It's been a long time that I've been, I give back every day as I talk on my show, but to actually start giving tickets away is my most favorite thing. So that I'm really, really excited about this, Valerie, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. And I think we usually, normally, under normal circumstances, we have a program that's called the Friends of Clara. And we work with service agencies in Santa Barbara, Transition House, CASA, to bring youngsters and their families free of charge to be able to see the show. And we normally solicit gifts from the business community. But this year, we're unable to do it because of the COVID restrictions. So we're actually planning and getting ready for next year. When we hope to resume
wow.
the program.
What a great idea.
That is amazing. So let me ask you, of course, these are tickets. They're the value of $120, right, for $40 each. And
yes.
And can they go to any of the shows?
Yes. Uh-huh. They can just go either matinee on Saturday or Sunday or the evening performance on Saturday. 7 p.m.
Okay, wonderful. So, listeners, if you are out there and you want to start your holiday spirit, please call in right now. And again, 419-0008. I know that not only is there more than 100 dancers in your show's cast, but you were talking about the live orchestra, the symphony. Talk to us
yes.
a little bit about that.
Well, we've been working with these. This is not technically the symphony, but they are players who do play in the Santa Barbara Symphony, and we contract them separately for this event. And many of them actually have played the event for over 20 years. It's just truly amazing.
Wow.
And
one
of the most exciting things I've ever seen is when youngsters, maybe like in the 5 to 9 year old range, walk up to look at the orchestra before the overture begins. And then when the curtain opens, it finally dawns on them that's how the music is going to come to life for the ballet. Because most events do not have live music these days. It's it's an amazing thing. And it makes each performance a little bit different.
I love it. And so kind of share with us the tradition of the Nutcracker and how it's evolved over the years.
Well, this particular Nutcracker has a very, very interesting story. It's the reason I'm connected with it. Long ago, after the Russian Revolution, there was a young woman. Her name was Olga Zaitseva, and her whole family was killed and sent to Siberia. She never saw them again. They were poets and artists. She was a dancer at the Mariinsky Theater, and she escaped. And she came to New York and worked in a Broadway show, and she flew as an American flag. She was very tiny, and she had an accident, and of course, on her knee. And of course, surgery was not very good in those days, and they did what they could, and she had to stop dancing. But she came to San Francisco and started the San Francisco Ballet Opera Company with Adolph Bohm, the dancers who are employed by the opera. And then from there, she went to the San Mateo Peninsula and opened this amazing ballet school. And I was a student there. In that school, she hired Robert and Carol Hanlon. They both had been dancers in American Ballet Theater. And I trained with them. I also trained at the San Francisco Ballet. And then Carol and Robert Hanlon moved to Goleta and started the school. That was the Goleta School of Ballet. And eventually wow. that school started, it produced the first Nutcracker. And that's the lineage. That's how I'm connected with this. And then the Hanlons decided they wanted a full up production, and they produced the first Nutcracker. And they're retired now. And Denise Rinaldi and Michelle Hulse Anderson bought the school from them and continued the tradition of the Nutcracker. And now our organization is all one nonprofit. It's a school and the two performing companies.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So
I
got connected with this.
My whole life. That. Yeah. Wow. Valerie, you have dedicated your life to this.
Yes. And at the end of the performance, there's what's called the apotheosis. And it's kind of the tying up. It's like the bow on the top of your package. And Clara and the Nutcracker Prince take their exit stage left. And you just know that they're going out into this land of universal hope and enduring love. And it is such a powerful moment. And you've seen all this dancing, passionate dancing, humorous dancing, all kinds of different ideas out there. And then this ending that ties everything together. And I think it's the perfect gift for this time, this COVID time that we're living through. We need the hope and we need inspiration to go forward. And I think that that's what this show is going to bring.
I also, 100% agree with you, Barbara.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we need the tradition. You know, I know my late husband was a technical director on the Nutcracker in San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh. See, weird.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a small world. And he worked for the San Francisco Dance Theater, and he also worked for Miriam LaNova at the Nova Theater and did a tour of Nutcracker every year. And I hold it very dear to my heart, and that's how he got, just being a technical director, he fell in love with ballet and was in ballet classes 3 times a week.
Oh my gosh. See, I knew the second I was going on there, I was like, all the right people always show up on my show. I love this. Valerie, thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, for our listeners, you have an opportunity to buy tickets. Can you tell them where they get their tickets if they don't win them here?
Yes, you can just go online and go to the Arlington Theater, and that will get you right to the box office.
There you go. I love it. And
be
of course,
sure you're,
we do.
Signing up for Santa Barbara Festival Ballet.
There you go. And we do have some giveaways. So please get your calls in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we'd love to get you out there and support this incredible benefit. And that helps so many people and really just really brings back our tradition. Valerie, thank you so much for sharing your story and, of course, your passion here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone. And happy holidays.
Yes. And wishing you all the best with that.
Thank you.
Good.
I can't wait. I'm excited. I want to go see that. So very cool.
Great. It's been so wonderful being with you, Kim and Barbara. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Stay well and happy holidays.
Thank
All right,
you.
Barbara, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about another holiday gathering in Westlake. And so, again, we've got more things to give away. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Please call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email. And we'd love to connect with you again. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are full-blown into December, and I am so excited for another holiday in the village. And, of course, my dear friend, MC is what they call her, but Mary Catherine is what I call her, McBride. And, of course, she's going to talk about enjoying holidays in the village, and it's a European marketplace. To be able to really celebrate the warmth and the joy of the holiday season. And it's located on Lakeview Canyon Road and Agora, just adjacent to Stonehouse. We were just there. And we're talking about December 12th, 11 to 8. Bring your friends, your family, and your kids out there for food, music, and so much more. MC, are you there?
I'm here, darling. Yes, nice to be with you, Kim. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And I've got my other dear friend, Barbara Doust, on the line. And Barbara, I want you guys to know each other.
Well, welcome. Nice to meet you.
So tell us, MC, what is going on here? You've actually joined up with another event. And, of course, that's what you do best. I mean, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, we've been friends for years, and you know all of the adventures I'm on with raising money and doing events for the community up here in Canale Valley. And this is my latest adventure with the Westlake Rotary Club. And this is a new fundraiser that we've done, put together. We've been working for the past several months on hammering and nailing and creating a full European Bavarian market village. It feels like it's transported to Europe, Kim. It's so great. I'm so excited about how it's going to look. You're really moving. It's completely different than anything else that's been out there.
Well, I love the European appeal to it. You know me, and I know you, okay? That's where our little hearts are out there. So I am excited. What are you doing? Like, what's the day going to look like? Tell us.
Well, from 11 to 8, thank you very much. Boy, that was a great pitch that you gave. By the way, the all of the artisan vendors, we have about 60 vendors, all of artisan approved pre-picks and original crafts and art gifts, great holiday shopping opportunities for very unique pieces and something for the whole family. We have a Kris Kringle that is wonderful with the whole Kris Kringle village. We have a train that the whole family can ride that's going through the area and the whole village. Picture, of course, with Kris Kringle. a carousel for the kids, hot cocoa, hot mulled spice, cider. We also have craft beers and foods and Bavarian foods, from bratwurst to the potato salads and sauerkraut and other fare, of course, for
And strudel even, right?
Strudel, of course, you have to have strudel.
Now you're talking, okay? I don't do the hot dogs, I don't do the bratwurst, but the strudels, I might have a bite of that.
Oh, my
God. Let me ask you, and I love that you do, you're doing the holiday train, and I know that you have some fun giveaways for our listeners, too. Can you kind of share a little bit about that?
Sure. We're going to have some, of course, you can get some pictures. Come and get a picture. We're going to give away pictures for you listeners, some strudel, of course, and bratwurst, and hot cocos, and train rides, and all everything we've mentioned, we're going to be giving tickets away for you.
I love it. And is there a cost to get in, or how does that work?
It's free to get in. There's no cost to attend. Just come and look around and have a great time, and maybe get some gifts for the holidays, and have a glass of beer or hot cocoa with the kids. Mm-hmm. But it's all free.
I love it.
Of course, there are some minor charges for your foods and beverages, but the event is free to attend.
There you go. And, of course, Westlake Rotary does a great job. I do a lot of their street fairs and stuff like that, so I'm excited to be working with you guys and sharing this
thing.
And, of course, Stonehouse. Hello. It's like they've got their own city right there. I was just there. And,
it's right adjacent. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great little town and so much love there. So I love this. I do want to just share Sunday, December 12th, and, of course, get your whole family out there. We're going to put this in our newsletter, too. But call in. Go there and enjoy some of the events that we're going to be giving away things. Take your kids on a ride on the holiday train. And where is that going to go around, the whole site?
Yes, it'll just go around the village, the Bavarian village. That's right.
Right. And then,
that's fantastic. I love that idea, and I love Stonehouse, too.
I know, me too. I love it.
It's also fun. We have a fun little carousel for the kids, too. That'll be put up on the Saturday before. So there's really some very fun activities for the whole family.
Okay. Well, you're going to definitely see me out there. I love this. And Mary Catherine, what else are you working on? I know you've always got lots of stuff up your sleeve.
I'll be keeping you posted. There's a lot of things in the works. I have some new things I'm doing next year that'll be up here in the community. And keep the word country music in mind.
There you go. I love it. She's always got good stuff. And all right, honey. Well, thank you again for sharing all this good stuff on our show here. And please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to getting together and talking with you.
And I hope you stop by that day, and I'll buy you a hot cocoa.
There you go. I love it. All right. Thank you so much, honey.
Thanks, ladies.
Stay
bye-bye.
Well. Happy holidays. You
all
too.
All the best.
Holidays.
Yeah. There you go. Barbara,
bye-bye.
Good stuff, huh?
Exciting. It's nice to hear that things are, moving and shaking and opening up and, in Stonehouse, a lot of it is outdoors. And so there's, really, that's the great thing about art shows and craft fairs, and that they're outside and you can, roam and just be inspired and then buy those special gifts. There's nothing like handmade goods.
I love that. And talking about handmade goods, we've got the Arts Creative Center that is right down the street, and so definitely Nancy, she's one of our sponsors, and you can definitely talk about handmade stuff. She's got incredible, so I hope that people stop over there. And it's funny, so congratulations to my oldest son. He just became engaged, him and his fiance.
Ooh.
And we did a little get together at Stonehouse, and that was so much fun. It really is. It's such an incredible place. If people haven't already gone there, there's like little parties everywhere. And you find a little cove somewhere. Do you agree, Barb?
I do. And even one of your other sponsors, right, from eWomen Network, they host their in-person mastermind groups there, right?
Yeah. So, it's a very cool little area. So I think this will be really fun. And
I mean, who doesn't want a little European marketplace for the holidays? It sounds really fun. So again, call in right now. We'd love to get you over there and give some holiday cheer, spice cider, hot chocolate, anything, all the fixins for the holidays. So again, 419-0008. Barbara, let's get started, okay? And we'll take a little break in a couple minutes, but let's at least get started here. Reflecting on our previous year, how do we do that? You know, I mean, you were just sharing that you have your calendar book. You have so many ways to get people organized and to be able to reflect on what's working and what's not working. And can you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, Kim. You know, I recommend that if people are not part of a mastermind group or a coaching group, or, you know, there's all kinds of resources where people can purchase organizers and you know, gratitude books, whatever it is that's going to help you put it in writing. Because once you put something in writing, that's when you're moving the energy and you are taking the time to spend time with yourself. And most people don't spend time with themselves. So it's like, you know, self-love, self-worth is going to create your net worth. And when you start to understand that it's your inner world that's really creating your outer world, it takes the time and the energy to focus it. And these are just ways to get focused. So like, I belong to a group that every year we get together for a day and we go through our year. We take time to go and write about things that worked, things that didn't work, and also what are you willing to let go of? And what is your, you know, zone of genius? Can you get other people to help you on the things you don't want to do? Things like that, that you start to make decisions. Because when you make a committed decision, that's when things can change. But it's really about, are you going to do it differently? If you keep expecting things to change and you do it the same year in and year out, it's not going to create a new result. And that's why I say New Year's resolutions don't work. People make a list and they think that they're committed, but a decision is not a decision until it's an action. And it must be a committed decision to do something differently. And that's why I advise people to really look at something outside your comfort zone that you say you've wanted to do for years and you're not doing it, and go big.
So let me ask you a question. What is something that you've done? Because, you know, I know a zillion people, but you and I have worked closely together in the last 2 years, and you truly walk your walk. I mean, I don't think I know another person. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that we all work really hard, but you are so dedicated to your book and to every single day doing your list. That is different than a lot of people. How did you become that way, and what made you that way?
Well, you know, it's really about forming habits. So it's starting with mindset. And I worked with mentors. And, you know, one of my biggest mentors, Bob Proctor, who still mentors me, and a lot of his work I now share with many people. And essentially, once I understood that I wasn't even allowing myself to dream bigger, and that I was just, all my thinking was based on previous thinking, on what I already knew. But, you know, it took a tragedy in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was in the entertainment business for 30 years, as you know. Mm-hmm. And then I lost my husband quite suddenly and several people after that. And, you know, I had to take the time, and I was blessed enough to have the time to reflect. And in that time that I was reflecting, I chose alcohol as an anesthetizer of my pain, for my pain. And I was spiraling really down, you know, just not even wanting to engage in life, until there were some angels that came along, and mentors and people who shared their love with me and lifted me higher. And then I started making a committed decision. I made a committed decision that I would focus on what was working in my life rather than what wasn't working. And I like to say to people, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. We're in such a habit.
Yeah, that's
of doing
a big deal. I remember saying, I know it's not working, but I don't know what's working. And now it's like, flip that. What is working? And what do you want to not do anymore? And what's not getting you what you want in your life? You know, this isn't like, you know, we've all heard this before, but really making a commitment to this is the only life we know of, at least for right now. And this is not a rehearsal.
It's not.
And people think, oh, well, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Today and now is the time.
Exactly. Exactly. And I like to say to people, are you the star of your own movie? You only get one take, so why not make it the best shot? It isn't a dress rehearsal. This is your life. Mm-hmm. And if you keep sacrificing your needs, yourself, in order to take care of other people, then along the way, what I was seeing was I was helping a lot of people when I was an acting coach and a director in the business. I was helping a lot of people have success, but I wasn't doing it for myself because I wasn't walking my talk. I was telling other people how to do it, how to have success, how to make more money, but I wasn't practicing it. So once I flipped that switch and said, well, you know, it's about journeying to becoming a master. What do I get to do differently? And that meant making a choice to practice what I teach. It's called walk your talk. And then it's also called practice. Are you integrating your belief system on an unconscious, subconscious level? Do you know what the beliefs are that are holding you back and limited, you know, mindset? And then breaking through by choosing to impress upon your subconscious a new idea, a new way of being. And that's why I love to use imagination and creativity and opening up, you know, the fantasy world so that you can start to think about what does it take? What are the thoughts of a successful person? What are the thoughts of somebody who has a lifestyle full of adventure and ease? And how do you tap into joy? Because essentially, you know, the higher place of feeling good, I say to my clients all the time, how long can you feel good? You've just had a huge success. You've made, you know, $1 million this year or more, and you don't feel successful. What's wrong with that picture? And it's because most people are looking at that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow instead of really internalizing the feelings of success, the feelings of accomplishment, the feelings of joy, the feelings of feeling good. How long can you let yourself feel good, feel joyful? And when you expand those feelings inside of you, and this is a great time of year to expand the feelings of gratitude, the feelings of joy, the feelings of connection, the feelings of love. And when you expand those feelings inside of you, because you can access them in a nanosecond, all you have to do is think of someone you love, hold a pet, hold a child, and those feelings are very present for you. Just as if you think of something negative, those feelings are very present for you.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, there's things, and I don't know if this happens to you, but I'm sure it happens to everyone, is there's things that keep you up at night, right? Like, you know, you get upset with yourself that you didn't reach your goal or that you didn't fulfill your last need. How do you get past that?
Well, that's what I like to call, you know, the compound effect. It's like when you make a committed decision, and you're held accountable either to somebody that you've paid a lot of money to,
right,
or a coach or a mentor or a friend. I don't, you know, hold myself accountable with my friends because I always, you know, get by and say, oh, I didn't do it this week, you know. But when I've got my skin in the game and I've announced it to, a large community of people that this is my next step, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to create the habit of becoming that person. It's kind of like an actor in a role and becoming that character, and you practice. And so it's about taking, you know, incremental steps and hitting what I call a 3-foot post, you know, and that it's like if you play a game of horseshoes, what are the chances that you're going to hit the post at 20 feet away the first time you play? It's highly unlikely. And most people are focused on that end result to the point that they give up before they even start. And it's the start that stops most people. But if you can start creating some habits and just introduce a new habit after you've developed one that's really heading in the direction of your your aim in life, you know, mm-hmm. that could be, you know, choosing to get up earlier. It could be choosing to go to bed earlier. It could be choosing to not watch the news before you go to bed. It could be choosing to hang out with positive people rather than the people who say you can't have your dream. Mm-hmm. And making these choices, because the biggest power we have, Kim, is to choose.
And you know, and we all have that. You're absolutely right. And here's the other thing. Is one of the things that I know that you talk about is reverse engineering.
Yes.
And so we take our goal and we work backwards, right? And we figure out the steps that we need to do in order to get to fulfill our dream, our goal, or whatever it is, correct?
Yes. And that process, that step is only after you've really committed to something, you know, that's outside of yourself, a big dream. Because once you commit to that, then the old self will start to fight and resist. And when you have an awareness of that, then you lay out a plan and a strategy. And when you work backwards, you get to you have a greater sense of what a deadline might look like. And subconscious mind really needs a deadline, because if you keep saying, I'm going to do this, I will do that, it's just subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the past, the present, or the future. So it's going to keep aiming out into the future because it doesn't have a deadline. Right. So that's, and if you don't hit your deadline, it's no big deal. It's create the next deadline, but aim at something. If you are wandering aimlessly, you know, most people are lost and letting life, you know, just give them whatever is thrown at them.
Right. And that's a lot of people, right?
It's there's a majority of people.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about this briefly, is how many people, you know, I mean, even in your industry or in mine, that are truly successful. What does it take to be truly successful?
Well, it does take a mindset, and it takes a success mindset, and it takes personal self-development and commitment. And I think it takes, you know, being supported by a community of like-minded people. There's nothing like being around energy that's uplifting and inspiring and motivational. Like the people that you have on this show, when they speak about what they're creating and the people and the community. And it's, you know, I used to think that I could do it alone. And and that's when the struggle was really, you know, showing up daily, until I realized that I couldn't do it alone. We need connection. We need support. Mm-hmm. We need inspiration. And we've been programmed our whole lives to seek approval outside of ourselves, right? From the teacher to the parent to the report card to the reward and award and recognition. Recognition is one of our basic needs. And there's nothing wrong with all of those, you know, rewards and awards. It's just, when can you decide that this is your dream, and no matter what, you're going to climb that mountain? And when the first obstacle hits, most people go back to the comfort zone because it just feels painful, or it feels too difficult, or it feels like it's never going to happen. But I'm here to tell you that highly successful people don't quit, and they fail their way to success, and they take failure and mistakes as a learning, as a lesson. It's called a growth mindset. And most successful people always meet with defeat, but it's to understand that it's temporary defeat.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I love it. Let's go back and say that again. Fail yourself to success.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody succeeds the very first time. I mean, because what you're doing is you're reaching out of your bubble, and you have to make some falls and some stumbles, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, Albert Gray has a great article called The Common Denominators of Success. And he says that, you know, highly successful people form the habit of doing things that failures don't want to do. So there are things in my business I don't want to do. And it's not because it's just outside of my genius zone. It's like there's quite a difference between, my genius zone is coaching, but I'm running a business as well. And there are things in business that I don't want to do, but I know that they're necessary. They're like the oxygen to fuel, you know, the business. Otherwise, I would just give everything away.
Right. Barbara, I know that you're going to be speaking, and I want to make sure we share that with everyone. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, thanks, Kim. I'm going to be speaking at the Global Joy Symposium this Monday, December 6th. And you can find out more about it on it's joyly.com, and that's joyely.com. And my topic, we're discussing David Hawkins and the map of consciousness. And I'll be speaking about apathy and how to move into a higher frequency of joy. So I'm one of the luminaries of the Global Joy Symposium. There's a really great group of people who have written books on joy, the importance of joy, how to tap into joy, live in joy, and really understand that when you expand that, then there's going to be more for you to be joyful about.
Yeah, because you're putting that out. You know, there was somebody on Nextdoor, and he said, how do I deal with anxiety and sadness? And all these people wrote to him, and it was interesting because, wow, first of all, kudos to him reaching out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's huge. Yeah. If you are feeling this way, and I'm telling to all my listeners that are listening right now, please reach out. There's so many things that we can do. And a lot of them, you know, reach out, take walks, interact with other people. Comedy, laughter is the best, you know, medicine.
Yes.
For anybody. But not only that, just be around people that are loving and caring about you. And if you don't have that in your life, please reach out to some groups that you can go and really, when you're giving yourself to somebody else, you're going to be receiving. And that's really what this is all about. And what a perfect holiday to be able to do that. There's so many people out there that need you, each one of you that are listening and need us. I mean, that's what it's all about. Barbara, how do my listeners find you?
Well, they can go to my website at www.barbaradaust.com, and they can book a session with me to find out if what I have to offer is a good fit for them. And I'll be starting my next series of groups in the new year, mid-January, to show people how to fall in love with life again and fall in love with a goal, because most people are lost without a goal. And that's why New Year's resolutions, they're just a list that people give up on 3 weeks later because they're not focused and they're not in a deep connection and they're not in love with the goal. And so I help people gain clarity and then from there aim in the direction of their dream. And then the magic starts to happen. And
I love the
magic.
There you go.
Yeah,
but,
it's your magic,
you know,
right?
It's each individual's magic. I love that. Barbara, thank you so much. And of course, stay on. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And stay with us. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're joined now with Melinda Emerson. She is Small Business Lady, is her name that she goes under, and who is also known as America's number one small business expert, to provide some insights on small business success during the holiday season. And we're talking about, gosh, you know what, we've made it. We made it through to the holidays now for some of the small businesses, and now we need to figure out how to totally thrive, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we've all been through some hard stuff this last 18 months. But the good thing is that Americans have shown that they're willing to support the local small businesses in their community. And this is a good thing because 50% of the net jobs in America come from small business owners. So supporting small businesses is good for everybody.
I love that. And so what advice would you give to small businesses that are looking to grow?
Well, first of all, if you haven't started selling online, I recommend getting set up immediately because it's not too late to position your business for e-commerce success this holiday. Also, don't forget to use email marketing to reach out to your existing customers. A repeat customer is 60 to 70% more likely to buy from you again. And make sure that you have holiday deals and bundle offers for your target customer because everyone is actively shopping for holiday gifts right now.
I love that. And I love it. And these are all in your new book, right? Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. And where do we find that book?
Well, that book is available on Amazon and anywhere books are sold. But I'm really excited because we updated the book to include everything people need to know about how to sell online. And really, it starts with figuring out where your target customers are hanging out online. And most of the time, that is social media. But that doesn't mean you got to get out here doing 5 or 6 social media sites. Really, you need to figure out the 1 or 2 where your best target customer is hanging out online. And then in order to ensure the greater visibility, for you to acquire new customers, you got to be willing to invest in advertising. And that can be done with Google ads, social media ads, retargeting ads, but you can also buy ads on the Amazon store as well. But the important thing is to get clear about who your target customer is. And I teach all of that in my brand new book.
I love that. You know what, Melinda, we need to get together because I teach that on my radio show too. You have to have that magic message. And sometimes people spend so much money to bring their message on and they're not clear. So I love where you're talking about that because that is really what it's all about. They want you. They want to know you out there. But yet at the same time, sometimes we don't have our message clear, correct?
Absolutely. And it starts with knowing who you're talking to. If you get clear about the audience, it'll be so much easier to develop a clear marketing message.
There you go. And Melinda, what brands or products are on your holiday list this year?
Well, Amazon has made it so easy for small businesses to be found on Amazon store this year. They created the Amazon Small Business Gift Guide. And a couple of the businesses that I have on my sites is a company called 12 AM Co. And they're a Black woman owned business that was featured in Oprah's Favorite Things last year. And they have a product called the So Good Fluffy Slipper. And I'm going to get a pair for my mom, deep chocolate brown. I also have my eye on some yummy smelling candles from Sweetwater Decor. They have scents like holiday and merry and bright. And I'm confident that this woman owned Amazon Handmade Seller is going to be a perfect housewarming gift for a new young couple in my life that just moved into their brand new house.
I love it. I love it. I love to give back, and so many great gifts out there, just little things that we could say thank you for being in our lives. Where can our listeners find out more about this?
Well, if you head over to amazon.com/smallbusinessgiftguide, you can shop and discover amazing holiday gifts from small businesses all over the amazon.com store.
There you go. Well, Melinda, happy holidays, and always a pleasure to have you on my show. And again, stay well and enjoy all these holiday gifting.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Barbara, thank you so much for sharing all this great stuff. And of course, my other guests that we had today, holiday and the spirit is back in the air. And of course, we had some amazing giveaways. And again, if you haven't called in, call in now. We'd love to hear from you, 419-0008. Barbara, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You got it. Happy holidays. And of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Where you go, no matter what the weather, always brings you your own sunshine. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry.